All right. This is Stephen McKee here with the DIY Bing Punk Archive. It's August
17th?
17th, sure. We're at the Broome County Library, and I'm here with...
Kevin Kober.
Awesome. All right. I have a list of questions, because sure. I'm an amateur, so I'm just...
I do a lot of interviews, so I'm an amateur
All
answer.
Right. Perfect. So I guess let's just start with the beginning. Like, how did you get into the punk scene in Binghamton?
Okay. I was in ninth grade, which would have been 93-ish, 94. But, like, I got into high school, and then I just saw, like, other, like, older, like, punk kids walking to high school. And I'm like, those kids look cool. And then... But really when I got into it and actually started going to like the local shows, so I started befriending some of those kids and like, oh, we go to shows, like you should come sometime. And then it was right around the time that like Green Day's like Dookie album like mm-hmm. came out, like so like punk rock got like really popular. And that's the time that I started going. But it was just from other kids in high school and then they just brought me along with them.
Gotcha.
And then, you know, I'd only been to things at like the arena, so like seeing these like bands like right in my face mm-hmm. and like people singing along and dancing and like everyone hanging out, like I was just like, I want more of this in my life.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Do you remember what your first show was?
Yeah, it was called the Freedom Warehouse, is that slaughterhouse I was telling you about. And it was just four local bands, like a hardcore band, two like punk bands, and it was like a hardcore band, a death metal band, a punk band, and then there was one band from Ithaca that was kind of like a metal hip-hop band. Yeah,
I know we talked about it a little before the recording, but if you want to talk about that venue again, just so we have it for posterity.
Yeah, it was called Freedom Warehouse, and it was on Airport Road, like towards the top, and it was just half of an old slaughterhouse, and a bunch of high school kids just like rented it out, and they put some ramps in there, and it just started off as just a place to skate, and then they just started having bands play on the floor, and then it got really popular, like lots and lots of kids from all the high schools and college, you know, everything, and then they put a stage in there and everything. It was really cool, and but like I was telling you, it was definitely a fire hazard.
Yeah. So. Gotcha. Were there other venues like that around, like kind of like co-opted spaces that?
Yeah, like there were some bars. There was the big one was called the Taz, which is now South City Public House. It's on the south side. It's like right on the corner. But they actually had like someone was doing a public access show, and so late at night on public cable. It would show like live like footage of bands playing there, and that's how I kind of started seeing some local bands through that cable show. And then so that's where I would go, and there was a couple other bars at that time, and I was underage, so I would just wait out back for bands to show up and just be like, can I carry something in? And they'd be like, yeah, no problem. And then I'd go in and be like, hey, I'm with the band. And they'd just give me like an X.
Yeah.
So.
Sweet. Do you remember like what bands those were? Like when you first got into the scene, like what were you listening to or going to?
Most of the bands, like the big, most popular one was called Abalienation. And then there was like DVM, which is like Devastation Masters. And they were like more one of like the original like punk bands. So like, they had like gotten back together, so like they were like a band before like when I got into anything. Mm-hmm. Like they started in like the early 80s, but they were playing. There was like a big band that had punk influences, but they were like a jammy band called Yoke that like drew hordes of people, and they had a little bit of everything in there, horn section and everything. Like that brought out everybody, so that was pretty cool. And then like a lot of shortly after I started going, I was already playing bass, so I just tried to find other kids that wanted to play, and then I started finding like there's all these other high school bands, because like I said, Green Day got really big. Mm-hmm. And there's just a lot of high school bands, and then I just started having my bands and my friends' bands play in my parents' basement, and then eventually too many people started showing up, And so that's when I just started trying to find like American Legions or VFWs, mm-hmm. and just started to gotcha. Go from there.
Did you like get, did you like recruit other bands to do shows with you, or like were yeah. other bands like finding you? Like, were you all at this point putting on your own shows and like getting bands together?
Yeah, I was doing my own, but it was mostly just all like a bunch of high school kids, and like we would just be like, we should all like play and like find someone's house or whatever. Mm. And then we would try to work up the nerve to ask like the older bands that we would see like in the bars and mm-hmm. stuff. Be like, would you want to come play our show? And then they're like, yeah, cool. So that was like a big achievement when like some high school bands got like these older, more established band to come play something that we set up.
Sweet.
Yeah. And then eventually like word of mouth, then it'll start being like, hey, this band's coming through town. Like, do you think you could do something for them? And like, yeah. And then it just kind of grows from there. But at the time, there was a lot of people, like, there was always, like, one person from a band that set stuff up for themselves and for other people. Like, so there was a lot of people setting shows up at the time.
Gotcha. So it was, like, a combination of people putting on and playing shows. Like, there's a lot of...
Yeah. Most people did not set one up if they weren't playing it.
Gotcha.
You know, like, it wasn't just, like, someone who was just a promoter.
I see.
Like, it's like, this is the only way my band is going to play.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. What kind of stuff, like... What were people wearing at the time? Was there like a fashion scene at the...
Yeah. So like Green Day was really big then. So there was lots of like, I guess if you went back and looked, like a lot of people looked like that, you know, like Salvation Army kind of mm-hmm. like thrift clothes. And then there was also like a whole contingent of people, because like Rancid was really big at that time too. So a lot of the kids also had like combat boots and mohawks and spikes and leather jackets and all that kind of stuff. So there's like the two main looks, you know, like
yeah.
really punk rock and then like more like pop punk
mm-hmm.
kind of.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Let's see. What was your favorite place to see shows?
In town, it was either probably when I was younger, was either that Freedom Warehouse or the Taz, the Tasmanian Embassy. But also another good spot was West Side Cheers, which eventually turned into Cyber Cafe West for a very long time. But that, it transitioned while I was still in high school. So I was going there when I was in high school and seeing bands. But they would do like, some of the bars would do like the Sunday all ages matinees. And I mean, I guess they would say they weren't selling alcohol, but... they probably were if I, you know, but yeah, there was a lot of Sunday afternoon shows at like different bars.
Cool.
That's how we were able to get into some and play some.
Mm-hmm. So how did the scene like change throughout time? Like, you know, from when you first started, like in high school to like, did you stay in the scene in Binghamton? Have you?
So I got into it when I was like 16. I'm now 44, and I've pretty much been in it consistently the whole time.
Gotcha.
So I've watched it, you know, change. Yeah, it seems like, I was just talking to someone about it the other day, like, as, like, those teens start getting a little older into, like, their early and, like, their 20s,
mm-hmm.
you know, a bunch of people just, now that we can go to bars, a lot of people kind of just start doing that as, like, their social activities
mm-hmm.
instead of like shows at like all ages places or like basements and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of, there's, as we get older, there's less people involved, you know, for that, whatever different reasons.
Yeah.
You know, as people get jobs and then they start getting replaced. So then there'll be like this whole crop of bands that are now playing a lot more 21 and over bar shows because the bars were usually free. And you know, it's harder to find houses, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like a cycle, but...
Just kind of like new generations coming through.
Yeah, so now they're all the ones, like, doing the house shows and, like, in their parents' basements or whatever. And, like, the older people are starting to play more bars and stuff. And then...
do the, like, the crowds, like, do you still go to, like, basement shows? Like,
yeah, I've been, like, I was booking them up until the pandemic in my basement for a couple years.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they're my favorite. Yeah. Like, if I could choose a venue, it's always probably someone's house.
What's different from, like, a, like, between a basement show and a bar show?
I feel like, I guess there could be, like, I mean, bar shows, everyone's there, you know, you're spending your money, you're drinking and whatnot, but it seems like people are less engaged, and, like, there's a lot more standing around and watching, like, from further back, and a lot less, like, getting into it, maybe because people are older, and, like...
So the music kind of takes, like, a back seat, like...
Almost.
Yeah.
And, like, the house shows, or, like, the ones in, like, the weird, wacky, random venues that might do a show twice, you know? Like, mm-hmm. They're usually, like, small. Everything's cramped. But, like, everyone, I think, is kind of, like, more there to just get into it.
Maybe, like, with a similar purpose. Like, everyone's there for kind of the same thing rather than it just being, like, a social.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to go to the bar and there's a band playing.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's more of, like, the focal point as a part of just, like, part of your night is going here for a little bit.
Mm.
You know?
Okay. That makes sense. Let's see. What kind of things happen, like, before and after shows? Like, how would you get ready for shows? And, like, when a show was done, would you go out? Was that, or was that your night? Like,
oh, no, it's definitely a thing. Like, so, you know, you kind of find, like, your friend group that, like, you go to the shows with, like, when you're more of, like, a teen and, like, early 20s. Like, so I had, like, my group of friends, like, that, like, we went to the same high school, so, like, we'd all get together at someone's house and, like, listen to records and stuff and, like, get pumped to, like, go to a show. And then you're gonna meet all the people there from, like, the other high schools and stuff. Or, like, a lot of times, like, even beyond high school, like, shows are sometimes the only times you even see some of those people, you know? So, like, that's, like, the only chance you get to, before social media.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be the only chance to connect with people. But always, like, after shows, I would always either go skateboarding with people or just go to, like, a 24-hour diner. That was, like, the big thing. It was either the Skylark on the Vestal Parkway or the Denny's right by the campus.
Mm.
Like, if you, after a show, like, you could go to either spot and it would just be, like, tons and tons of people you just saw at the show.
Wow.
Because everyone just, like, yeah. They're just, yeah, skateboarding, like, the Denny's parking lot a lot.
Where else would you skateboard?
There was a spot. Well, there was a skate park for a while called East Coast Terminal,
mm-hmm.
which now was torn down. It's the parking lot of the BU Nursing School.
Oh, okay.
That they converted from an old EJ warehouse. But that was a skate park. But, like, outside, like, just a lot of times, like, it's just skate downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Still spots, like, you can still see the people, like, kids, like, wax the curbs and stuff.
Ah, gotcha.
So
was that, like, it sounds like there's a big overlap between skating and punk. Was there, like, any other, like, I don't know, activities or places you guys would hang or, like, stuff you would do? Or is it just, like, music and skating?
The music, like, skating. So it's just, like, shows, skating. I just wander the mall a lot.
Mm.
I think, like, Hot Topic opened, like, my senior year, which would have been 97.
Is that still open?
It is, yeah. But, yeah, so, like, the first 3 years I was, like, going to shows and stuff, like, it wasn't there. But, like, my mom worked at Sears.
Mm.
So my dad would drop me off and I would just wander. But, like, you'd always see people just, like, wandering because the Town Square Mall wasn't there at the time. Like when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm trying to think of other places people hang. A lot of people would, kids would hang out downtown in what they call, like, the square. It's, like, that area behind, now it's, like Binghamton Hots and stuff. Like, there's a whole, like, little courtyard stuff.
Yeah.
You'd always see kids down there, like, just, like, playing hacky sack and skating.
Gotcha.
It's just a spot to hang, I guess.
So, like, what was some of the, maybe, like, the more negative side of the scene? Like, any, like, was there conflict between bands or, like...
Yeah. there was some, like, there's always, like, that generational thing where it's, like, the older people don't like all the new kids, you know? So there's that, and then, like, at the time, like, there was definitely a crowd of, like, kids that were just, like, more about just, like, their version of, like, punk rock was, like, saying, just being offensive, you know? So there was, like, the PC, more, like, kids, and then there was, like, the ones that were, like, to them, like, everything was about just being offensive.
And gotcha.
Like, anti-PC, you know?
Okay.
So there was that. Trying to think what else. At that time, there was a lot of... And it would happen in, like, waves. There'd be, like, some... There'd be, like, a couple months where, like, a lot of, like, skin... Like, Nazi skinheads would show up and just start being at shows. And then lots of the punks, like, would basically kind of, like, chase them out. Like, sometimes there was a lot of fights.
Yeah.
So, and it was usually between that, like, skinheads. And, like, then they would disappear for, like, a long time. And then all of a sudden, like... a group of them would start coming again. And I never understood why. Like, maybe they liked the music, but, like, most of the bands were a lot more... There's a lot more political, like, punk bands, like, in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were singing against what they were there, you know?
Gotcha, yeah. So there was, like, waves or of, like, groups of people who didn't fit in with the, like, mentality of the scene at the time. Like you said, skinheads and stuff, like...
Yeah, I'd be like, why are they... here, you know?
Weird.
But then they would eventually just get chased out.
Gotcha. But so, like, for the most part, there was, like, a kind of a cohesion with the group, like,
sort of
an inside-outside kind of thing. Like, those outsiders, you know, maybe didn't mesh with the vibe of the scene in Binghamton.
And they were... It was made known.
Yeah, gotcha.
You know? Like, yeah. But it definitely always seemed like... At least the people of, like, my age group... From what I can remember, like, there wasn't that much, like, turmoil or anything. Like, everyone was just happy to be around other strange kids.
Sweet.
You know?
Yeah, you, like, had a sense of community. Like,
yeah, because, like, each... I mean, because there's a lot of different school districts in this area. So, like, each school only had maybe, like, 5 or 6 kids that, like, were into, like, going to punk shows and stuff. So it's, like, then you finally put them all together. And you're like, oh, okay, like... There's more of us out there.
So it was like a small population size of kids going to punk shows? Like,
yeah.
So you probably all knew each other for the most part, like, you know, between Binghamton and Vestal and JC.
Yeah, like, and then, like I said, like, a lot of people were starting bands, so, like, we're all playing together. And then, like, as one band from, like, one school would kind of, like, break up, but now they know people from other schools, so now people were starting to form bands, like... I might go to Main End Well, but the drummer's from, like, Johnson City and the other person's from UE. Like, so it starts overlapping more, you know, like, as we're getting to know each other.
Yeah. Was
less
there
divide.
So there's, like, overcoming geographical barriers. Was there, like, bands of that were, like, multi-generational? Like, was it normally, like, the kids would stick together and then the older generation? Did you have bands where, like, high schooler would play with an older, you know, bassist or something like that?
Sometimes. It wasn't too frequent, though.
Mm.
Like, it was definitely, like, here's the older established bands that were here, you know, before the punk explosion of, like, Rancid, Offspring, Green Day, like, all that stuff. And then there's, like, all the kids that got into it because of that, you know? Or, like, that were that age.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I hope these are okay answers.
This is great. You know, like, No, all of these are great answers.
Okay.
That's all the questions I have.
Oh, okay.
Just kind of, yeah, I mean, unless you, like, do you have any, like, I guess another question that I usually ask everybody is, like, do you have a specific punk memory, like a favorite punk memory, a show that you loved, or, like, just something that stands out in your mind of punk in Binghamton?
Not, like, any, like, singular show, but... just the community of it, like I said, like, and especially as people got older, we kept forming new bands, and, like, there was a lot of bands at that time, like, of younger kids, like, and we were all, like, we would watch each other and be like, okay, we have to try to top that somehow. So, like, everyone kept trying to, like, get more notey or, like, play faster, or, like, we were always trying to, like, healthy competition, I mm-hmm. guess, you know? And there was a lot of people, like, doing zines. There was, like, lots of, at the time. I don't really see any at shows anymore, but there was definitely, because the lack of the internet, like, you would see people, like, going around and putting up flyers, like people just walking the mall and handing out flyers, or at other shows, like, hey, like, I'm doing it, like, come to this show. Like, there's a lot of interaction. Mm-hmm. And I like that, because it was just nice to...
Yeah, I mean, I assume that's missing these days, because you just make a post on Facebook or something for a show, or do you still yeah. find that, like, it's more, like, a lot of word of mouth?
There's still, I mean, that word of mouth, because, like, whatever algorithms, people can be like, oh, you had a show? Like, I had no idea. And I'm like, I posted about it for, like, 2 months. But I think, you know, like, at the time, like, you were just excited to see bands. And, like, there was no way to know what a band was like unless you went. Like, you know, now we can just watch. Mm-hmm. We can see what everything's like and be like, eh, I'm not going to like them. I'm not going to go. But, like, before, like, there was no choice. So I feel like not experimented, but like you subjected yourself to a lot more stuff that you might not like be like, oh, I'm not gonna like that, but maybe you do, you
know? Yeah. Like,
so
a lot more exposure just to different stuff rather yeah. than just what you already like.
Yeah. And like, I know there's still like, I'll see through like Instagram and stuff, like I know there's still like lots of kids doing like house shows and stuff. Like, I live on the west side, so a lot of them are like in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, like, there's not so much, like, you only know if, like, you're following somebody that happens to post it, you know?
Yeah.
So, I think it's harder if you don't know, if you're not involved, to find out about it.
That makes maybe. Sense. Yeah.
Because you're not seeing flyers, like, all over the place.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, I've known some people who are, like, recently getting into the scene, and, you know, you gotta know somebody who's, like, who's already in the scene and knows where all the shows are and stuff. And it maybe.
And that can be sometimes like a little daunting.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know. So. But, yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that's us signing off.
Okay.